Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Come on, I know you just like me.
Yes.
You hadn't gone far in the Lord trying to walk by faith without doing some dumb stuff.
Yes.
And calling it faith. But let's don't blame God and let's don't say faith didn't work. Let's just come back and fess up and say, I did something dumb. But I'm not quitting. I'm learning. I'm growing. And I'm going to focus my faith. And I'm going to get rid of the junk and have real faith.
Amen.
And God's will is going to be done in my life.
Yes.
And He's going to be glorified. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Can you produce apart from a vital connection with Him? You can't. I'm the vine. You're the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do
nothing.
There's got to be a living communion. And communion has to do with two-way communication. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. If, somebody say if. If you abide, we'd say today, live. If you live or stay in me, and my words live or stay in you, you'll ask what you will. Why? Because you're talking to Him every day. You're hearing from Him every day. Can you see this? Then you'll ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. But if we're not communing with Him, and His words are not abiding in us, and we're trying to believe for something that He didn't tell us, He didn't talk to us about, it's going to end badly. Going to end badly. I know, talking about Brother Hagin again. Not too many years after I got there, the Bronco incident occurred. What I mean is, Brother Hagin had a nice Lexus sedan that he drove most of the time. But if the weather was bad, or icy or snowy or something like that, he had an older Bronco that he would drive. And I mean, it wasn't real old, but it wasn't new, and it was, but he liked his Bronco. It set up high. He could see. Well, somebody decided that they was going to claim Brother Hagin's Bronco. This is one of the Rhema students that was going to school at the time. Because all things are possible to him that believes. And whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And he decided he desired Brother Hagin's Bronco. So he just believed he received it and claimed it and confessed it and told his friends about it too, obviously. And then when it came, it was Christmas time, and Brother Hagin was ministering in healing school in the afternoon as well as in the classes in the morning. And so this young man sent word to Brother Hagin that he'd let him drive the Bronco through Christmas vacation, but then after that he was ready for it. Is that faith?
No.
How you know? All things are possible to him that believes. You wouldn't have been able to tell him he wasn't believing. He's convinced. He's in faith about this. Well, Brother Hagin, I heard his response personally. He said, no, He's not getting my Bronco. No, he's a never getting my Bronco. He said, how do they sit right there? And here you talk about faith and come up with this. Well, it shouldn't be that surprising to us. Why? Because the devil is afraid of faith. And if he sees people getting on faith and learning about faith, what's he going to do? He's going to try. If he can't get you get off of it completely, get you sidetracked some way. Get you skewed. Come on, can you see that? Skewed some way. Imitation faith, presumptuous faith, baseless faith. Bottom line, so that you say and do stuff and it doesn't work. And then the enemy can come and say, see there, that's a bunch of junk. Nothing to that. And so he kept that Bronco so long, Brother Hagin did. Thought the wheels was going to come off. I mean, it's like he was not getting rid of it at that point. I mean, I'm talking about years and years. I'd say, Dad, why don't you get a new truck? I like my Bronco. Keeping my Bronco. Eventually, we did talk him into it. But why did that young man claim Brother Hagin's Bronco anyway? Why would you do that? Go to John. I'll show you in the scriptures. Why would you claim somebody's Bronco? You were there in John, what was it, 15. Just look over in John 5. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. The enemy will tempt you to claim other people's stuff. He'll tempt you to do it. Things that you want that they have. That can't be faith. That violates the word that commands us not to covet. We're commanded specifically not to covet. Your donkey, your ox, house, spouse, anything that your neighbor has. I mean, if he wanted a Bronco, why not just believe for a Bronco? Lots of them around, people wanting to sell them. Why claim Brother Hagin's Bronco at Rhema while you're a student? In John 5, are you there? Verse 44, Jesus said this. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Let me read some other translations. The BBE says, how is it possible for you to have faith while you take honor from one another and have no desire for the honor which comes from the only God? The Complete English Version, the CEV, says, how could you possibly believe you like to have your friends praise you and you don't care about the praise that the only God can give? Why would you do that? You are trying to impress other people with your faith. And this is a giant mistake. I'm going to prove to them that healing is real. No, you're about to have a fall. I'm going to prove to them that what I believe about the word is right. I'm going to prove to them that prosperity is right. I'm going to prove to them I got faith and I can get this. You're seeking your own glory. And it's not going to end well. It's going to end badly because that's not real faith. That's getting over into some presumption again. But it's baseless. How can you believe without hearing? Hearing from Him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word anointed. We should start out every day. We should start out every situation. We should start out every challenge, every attack, anything that comes up where we know we're going to have to use faith. How do you start? You look to God. And you, Father, what do I say? What do I believe? Acknowledging I can't do anything without you, and I can't show anybody anything. It's not my job to prove that God is real. Not my job to prove the Bible is true. It was doing fine on its own long time before I got here.
That's true.
Is that right?
That's right.
See, he was going to demonstrate what a grasp he had on faith. This is something everybody would know about. Is that for the glory of God?
No.
Absolutely not. And how did it turn out? He said it. He claimed it. And I heard he doubled down on it when somebody tried to correct him. No, I'm in faith. No. You're not in faith. Just because you're saying something, just because you're adamant about it, does not mean you're in faith. No. Faith in God can only be based on hearing from God. And how many know you need to hear from Him? Every day. Every day is a new day. Somebody said, well, just stand on the Word. Which one? It's a big book. People use generalities and phrases, and they can be very misleading and confusing. Yeah. Just trust God. Just trust God, people say. That sounds good. But what? Trust Him to do what?
Right.
Just believe God. Believe God. Believe what? A lot of times when people are saying that, they're believing nothing.
Right.
Believe Him to do what? The only thing you can believe Him to do is what He told you He would do. And it can't be what somebody else said they heard from Him. It's got to be what you heard for yourself.
Amen.
A living communion with Him. If you live in me, if you abide and dwell in me, and my words live in you, then you'll be at a place where you can ask whatever you want. And it'll come to pass. Why? Because your will's in line with His. Your thinking's in line with it. Come on, can you see this? You're full of His Word, so you're full of the knowledge of His will. But you just hear a phrase here and there, all things are possible. If you'll say it, not doubt, it'll come to pass. And you never pray. You don't spend any time in the Word. I'm going to say this. I'm going to believe this. And it's empty and it's dead and it's nothing. It sounds like faith to people who don't know what faith is, but it's not real faith.
Right.
Selah. Later on in that same book of John, he said, John 12:43 said, they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. We need to forget about what people think about our faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.